Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. For those of you who are listening in the Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania area, this is my last program. I've canceled the contract with the station, and I won't be on the air here anymore, which is kind of too bad. I enjoyed having the Monday afternoon and Saturday evening. I love having a program on Saturday evening. I'll still be on in Southern California, in the San Bernardino Palm Springs area. You can go to my website and listen to the archives. Today I want to talk about conflict. I was going to say pressure, but let's talk about conflict. Why do people have conflict? Why do people have conflict? It's because they're doing something against, against their own will. Actually, they are. People take drugs. People drink too much alcohol. People get angry. People say mean things. People do wrong things. Okay? Not to mention eating too much and smoking too much and drinking too much and shopping too much and spending too much. People do foolish things, wrong things even. Okay? Why? Why do they do them? And they have conflict. So the fact that they have conflict is proof positive that they're doing something against, maybe I can't say their own will, but doing something that is against their better judgment, against what they would do if they were in full control. If you were in full control of yourself, which you are not, if you were in full control of yourself, you would not have any conflict. And you would not have these impulses. You would not follow the impulses to do wrong things, foolish things. Okay? So why do people have conflict? It's because they have been tempted. They have been seduced to do something that is against their own best interest. Someone else seduced them or pressured them, okay? Either seduced or pressured them to do something that they knew was wrong or not right or not proper. They didn't really want to do it, but they were pressured to do it. And when they buckled under to the pressure or the seduction, then they were carrying out another's will. And then after having carried out the other's will, they then come under a compulsion to continue to do the other's will. It's that simple. I can't make it any simpler than that. And then they have conflict. Now the question is, conflict with what? Why do people have conflict? Of course, psychopaths don't have any conflict. Hitler didn't have any conflict, okay? Because he was so far from his conscience. So far from his conscience. And you know, people who are not psychopaths or sociopaths, people who are just regular people, who do wrong things, bad things, foolish things, they cheat on their partner, they take drugs, they steal something, they indulge themselves and eat too much and smoke too much or drink too much, see, or get angry and say the wrong thing. Sometimes they seem like they don't even know what they're doing. They don't have any conflict over it at first. Well, it's because they're so far from their conscience. So now let's talk about the nature of conflict after This very important announcement, please listen carefully. It contains some important information that could help you to regain control of your own life. How nice it would be to start living your own life instead of living a life dictated to you by outer pressures. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Here's a beautiful quote that I like from one of our former presidents. Freedom is the open window through which pours the sunlight of the human spirit and human dignity. Freedom. Do you know what freedom is? Freedom is free to do right instead of under a compulsion to do wrong. See? And freedom means to know what's right and to do what's right. And compulsion means to not even know what's wrong or to think that what's wrong is right and do it. And it also means to know what is right but do the wrong anyway. And there you have conflict. Now let's talk about that. Little children, when they're pressured, that's right, pressured. By their parents, by caretakers, by daycare providers and babysitters, and pressured by other kids. And they're put in environments. Little children today are put in environments. Well, there are many other children, many of them from rotten homes, and there's pressure, cruelty, being pushed down, having your hair pulled, just being in a room with many, many, many other children, some of them out of control from not such good homes, or the pressure of having being hit, knocked to the ground, having your stuff stolen, have someone grab something right out of your hand. You see the pressure? And pressure to be nicer, to be better, see, to not bother mommy, to not do this, to not be happy, to not be cheerful, to not smile, to not giggle at the dinner table. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Okay? And so the little child has to conform to this pressure. See? Or pressure to lie. Or pressure to, so let's say the parents are not getting along. The parents are fighting and resenting each other and hating each other and talking of divorce or perhaps divorcing. And then they pressure. One of the parents pressures the little child to side with her, see, and not like the other parent. See, there's a pressure there. It can be subtle, but it's there. So little children are pressured to do something wrong, and then they have conflict. See, conflict with conscience. Conscience is what they know in their heart is right. See, if you always followed your conscience, if you always did what you knew in your heart was right, or wise or proper, you just, one thing, one moment to the next, you just did what was right or what was wise, what was okay, and you didn't succumb to any pressure and you didn't react to pressure and it didn't make you upset, Then you would go through life and remain a carefree, blithe spirit. Then you would become an Albert Einstein, or perhaps a Paul, see? Or an Abraham, or a Ruth, okay? A free spirit, a carefree spirit. But when you give in to pressure, then you have conflict. But then you know what? After that, you find yourself doing again and again what you were pressured to do. Then it can become a compulsion. See, you're under a compulsion to do it, and you have conflict over it. Whatever it is, whether it's looking at naughty things or taking a drug or whatever it is, you have conflict, and it keeps pressuring you from within. It's the will. The will, someone else's will, operating through you. So now do you see how important it is that you begin to wake up? Okay? Well, I can help you. I have a little meditation. Teaches you how to sit still in the present. Come back to the present moment. So get out of your daydreams. When you get out of your daydreams and out of your imagination and out of your worries, doubts, and fears and are in the present, then you are less vulnerable to that foreign will that came into you when you did the wrong thing a long time ago when you were pressured. So wake up and come out of your daydreams and start to live in the beautiful present where there is dignity and where there is freedom. You can leave a question or a comment at our listener call-in line. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. There's a beautiful land that you really should know. It's a land where milk and honey flows. Not yesterday, but today, not tomorrow. Yes, the beautiful land is today, the here and now, the eternal now. That's where you need to live, okay? And that's where you did live when you were a little child and every day was an adventure, where you need to refind it, okay? So let's talk about how to refind that state of beautiful state of being, a blithe, carefree state of being. It is possible, you know. It is possible. Remember I said how people who see the present, the now, the eternal now, where God dwells, where truth is. See, and if you were compatible with truth and with reality, if you were completely compatible and you loved the truth, okay? And so what you would have then is you would be completely compatible with the world of truth, and it would be and paradise would come into existence in your mind and around you. But when you avoid the truth, see what happened is people made you wrong. Remember I was talking about when you were a little child and people pressured you They pressured you and they didn't want you to be honest. They didn't want you to be happy. And they pressured you to conform and to see wrong is right. See? And right is wrong because they wanted to be right. See? Do you know anyone who always wanted to be right and never wrong? See? And so you conform to that. But when you conform to that, you were conforming to wrong. And then you didn't feel right about it. You felt conflict. So that's how they made you wrong. And then they were relentless in their pressure. And then they challenged you. See, as if there were something wrong with you. See, they pointed the finger at you. A lot of kids, they act out because they come from homes, disturbed homes. Homes with parents who are fighting or who are on drugs or alcoholics or who are phony. And the children are disturbed. And then it looks like the children are bad. And so everybody dumps on the child. See? But so the child resents that. Resents having to conform to what's wrong. Resents having to be seen as wrong for having done nothing but be honest about what the child saw. And so the child then makes the mistake of resenting. So that's why I say you have to start to give up resentment. You have to see that resentment is your own worst enemy. See, I know a lot of you have been hurt. A lot of you have been traumatized, I know. Okay? Well, it happened to me too. But what you have to see is that it's your resentment that sustains the harm, that hurts you. If you could let go of the resentment, then you can recover. And then when you're not resentful anymore, when you're not resentful anymore, then you won't feel wrong. And you won't feel inferior because resentment makes you feel inferior. And so when you're not wrong and resentful anymore, then you come close to reality. And the closer you come to reality, the brighter the light shines, and the light shines. Okay, and then you know that God exists, and you feel his love, his warmth. But you'll also feel a little bit of his chastisement, which is called conscience. It's very gentle, but it makes you aware that you've been wrong for hating. See, they were wrong, and you hated them, and you felt justified in your hate, but now you have to see that you became wrong too. You became wrong by hating, and by judging, and by resenting. And then when you were wrong, then you avoided reality. See, just that's exactly what happened to them. Remember, whoever in your past, see, that you resent, be it your father who wasn't there for you, or your mom who yelled and screamed at you, or your older brother who was cruel, or your sister who was cruel, or other kids or teachers or coaches that were cruel, whoever it was, relatives that were cruel, whoever it was. Remember that once upon a time, they were little children too. They were little children. Someone did it to them. Someone did a number on them. And then they fell away from reality through resenting, and they hid in their mind. And they hated those who had done it to them, and that's how they became wrong. So forgive them. Okay? Forgive them all. Okay? And then you can find reality and become a friend of reality and know the comfort and the love and the warmth of God's light. Okay? And then you recover in the light and you become compatible with the light, and paradise springs up around you. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after. How to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love? Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. We're talking about the secret to life, the secret to finding freedom. And I said that you fell away from freedom. You fell away when you began to react to the outside. Okay. And now the way back begins with a change of heart. You have to see that you, well, it's one thing to see that you're not living your own life. Okay, that's one thing. But it's another thing when you see that you have become the pressures. You do to others what was done to you. That you pressure your children and you are impatient with them. Okay. And you're not there for them. Or if you are there for them, you're pressuring them. Pressuring them to do, to be this and that. Pressure, emotions. See? Or you turn them over to the school system. You turn them over to the daycare. And you turn them over to the school. And you turn them over to the peer group. And turn them over to the popular culture with its pressures. Okay? So when you see that you've done that to your own children, and you do it to other people, okay? And then you do it to yourself. What was done to you, now you do to yourself. And when you see that, it's time for a change of heart. It can begin this moment. Listening to me, it can begin right now, in this instant, in this magic moment, the change, because see, change begins in the soul. When instead of believing into the system of resenting others and them resenting you and getting over on people and tricking people and fooling people and resenting people and judging people and pressuring people and trying to build yourself up by putting them down or see. When you see that for what it is and have a change of heart about that, well, then change begins. And it begins by just letting your hair down and just being yourself instead of strutting around and trying to put on a big act and trying to change everybody and manipulate other people and make everything turn out the way you want it and being willful. Just become a regular person for a little while and take a little time to get to know yourself. And to begin to see your errors. Look, there's nothing wrong with seeing an error. In fact, it's good to see an error. You know, a good scientist, he's glad to see his error because then he can do better. So it's not so bad to see your error. Because you know what? When you see your error, when you stand back from it. See, in the past, when you saw your error, well, you either pushed it under the carpet and repressed it, or you tried to struggle with it, and that never worked. See? Or you tried to put on an act for other people. But now if you learn the magic of just standing back and observing, remember how I told you to stand back from resentment? Get my meditation. I have a free meditation. You can learn it in a couple of minutes, and it helps you to learn how to stand back. And just stand back and look at your error. And resentment is an error, of course. See, but maybe you never wanted to see it before. You didn't want to see that you were resentful or judgmental. So now learn the magic of standing back, just observing. Don't try to do anything about what you see. If you see that you're resentful, then just see it. Regret what you see, but don't try to change yourself. And then the magic happens. The magic. The magic happens in the soul. Because God changes you. God changes you. Then you become yourself. And you become happy and joyous again. There's something sweet about being sorry. not before other people, but in your heart, where your Creator sees your secret sorrow. And then He rewards you for that with His love and His approval and His peace. And then you wipe away the tears, and joy returns, and you become like a little child. You rush forth for a life of adventure and discovery. Not because I say so, but because that's the way it will be when you place yourself in the hands of God. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to SheddingShackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit SheddingShackles.com and start living instead of reacting. So now perhaps you realize what has happened to you. You have come under others' will, and you've done their will, for which you had conflict, which you tried to push under the rug and distract yourself. And so freedom lies in doing God's will, coming back to the present moment, and getting out of your imagination, and then doing God's will, and developing a rapport with His will. And then life will be sweet, no more conflict. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's program. I know I certainly did. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.